Welcome to Annunciation with Father David. Father David is the priest at Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Decatur, Illinois, where every week people are connected to the ancient wisdom of Orthodox Christianity. Here is Father David.
Christ is in our midst.
Good morning.
So in our study and meditation upon the Divine Liturgy, we have come to the prayers that happen after everyone has had communion. And I want to focus on one of those prayers today, as well as something that happens in today's gospel reading, because of a pair of words that are in English similar. In Greek, they're very different, but they speak to each other in a way that reveals to us what has just happened. Let me begin by talking about the gospel reading, because we have this woman who is bent over, and the gospel says she cannot straighten herself up. In Greek, it literally means she cannot lift herself. She, in many ways, represents us, because when we sin, we cannot and are incapable of lifting ourselves up. No one can forgive sins, of course, except God. And this happens mainly when we try to do things on our own, when we try to accomplish things without God. And we live in a time in our own country where this is becoming more and more apparent, because we see figures in Hollywood, we see figures in the media, and we see figures in politics that have been preaching to us about morality and about ethics, and doing so from a position without God, from a secular statist point of view. And now we find that behind the scenes, they are just as bent over and incapable of lifting themselves up as the rest of us. And Christ tells her that her sins are forgiven. And he touches her. And immediately she is straightened. She is, in the English, it says, immediately she was made straight. And what's interesting is that the Greek, anothrothi, means to restore or to rebuild. He has restored her to her proper place. He has restored her to a proper position, which is face to face with her Creator, face to face with the truth, so that she is capable of having that relationship with the truth. And if we think about truth, which is something that so many people in the secular world claim that they have, because they believe that truth is an ideology, truth is an objective fact, truth is something that science can reveal. But truth is none of these things, because truth is a person. Truth is our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ. In order to know the truth, you must have a relationship with Him. In order to have a relationship with somebody, you must look at them in the face. If you're bent over, if you cannot lift yourself, if you cannot be straight, you are incapable of looking at Christ in the face. And when He forgives her sins and she is straightened, she is suddenly able to see the truth, to come face to face with the truth, and she glorifies God. This is the immediate reaction that she has. Now let's move to the prayers after communion. There is a thanksgiving prayer that the priest does. He says, "We give thanks to you, Master who loves mankind, benefactor of our souls and bodies, that even on this very day, you have made us worthy of your heavenly and immortal mysteries. Make straight our path. Fortify us in your fear. Guard our life. Make secure our steps through the prayers and supplications of the glorious Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary and of all your saints." Now notice that same word straight is used here in English in this particular prayer. However, in Greek, it's a different root. It's a different word. The word here is orthotomison, to make straight. The root being the same word as we see in orthodontist, the person who makes your teeth straight. In this case, it means a straight path. Even though both translations in English use that word straight, she is straightened, make straight our paths, they're two different words. And so that indicates that something significant has happened to us that did not happen with the woman who was rebuilt, restored, because indeed something significantly different has happened. We not only have come face to face with God, face to face with the truth, not only have we glorified God just as she has glorified God, but we have been restored in a way that she was not. We were given the very body and blood of Christ. And so therefore, our path is made straight. The word sin in Greek, armatia, means to miss the mark. So if we imagine ourselves as archers and our life path is defined by the arrow that we shoot, we're targeting the heavenly kingdom. Okay, that's the bullseye. And sin is those things that cause our aim to be a little bit off, up, down, left, or right, so that when we let loose the path of our life, it misses the mark. It misses the heavenly kingdom. It misses the truth. And so here, in both the gospel reading and in this prayer, we are admitting, acknowledging the fact that the person who makes our path straight, the person who allows us to walk a life free of sin, the person who lifts us up as our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. And a life without him is full of sin, and we will miss the mark, just as all of these leaders that we have in the media and in Hollywood and in politics have grossly missed the mark. Today in Paul's epistle reading, to add to this idea, he allows us to understand that what is going on here is a spiritual battle. Our life is aimed straight at Christ, aimed straight at the heavenly kingdom. And we have been given the Holy Spirit. We have been given Christ himself so that our path is known. The path is straight. We just have to allow him to keep that path straight, to keep our footsteps continually moving towards him. And so therefore, we are called to put on the armor of God, Christ himself, in order to fight this battle, because there are demons, there are sins, there are thoughts, there are people, there are things of the world that are clawing at us and wanting us to take a step off that path. Armatia, missing the mark. And of course, most of us do have these missteps, which is why we come back here, so that God himself can enter into us, and that sin, that misstep, is wiped clean, and we're back on the path, moving towards Christ, moving towards his kingdom, because his kingdom has entered into us. So it is here that we find that straight path. And in this moment of the liturgy, we give thanks that despite all that we have done, all that we have allowed the world to pull us off in various directions, despite all of it, that we give thanks to you, O Master, who loves mankind, benefactor of our souls, that even on this day in which I have stepped off the path, this day in which I have sinned, this day in which I have turned my back on you, you have made us worthy of your heavenly and immortal mysteries and pulled us back on that path. You have lifted us up as you lifted up the old woman. You have rebuilt us, renewed us, just as you did with the old woman. And now you have made our path straight towards you, so that my relationship with you may become deeper and stronger, so that I can put on your armor, so that when I go back out into that world which is pulling at me from 1,000 different directions, I can have you there to keep my path straight. I can learn to say no to the temptations, no to the sin, so that every single day I get closer and closer to you, And then when I fall, I come here to be lifted up, made new again, and have my path straightened. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.